Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is I Am One, where I am one with the Creator and one with myself. And my new show that I am starting is called Which Way Is Up? Pun intended. As I am going in my spirituality journey, I am learning some things that were always taboo when I was in the church. Always, you know, things we weren't touch, things we weren't supposed to talk about, things we weren't even supposed to consider, learn about, the whole nine. It was just not supposed to be. And as I have walked away from that mindset and I have really sought the Creator for myself to see what are we really here for? What were we really supposed to know? What is the truth behind everything that we should be doing, should be learning, should be exploring? Why is it that when we go back to the ancient times that there is one mindset, but now all of a sudden we have to have this one mindset to know that we're going to have eternal life, know that we're going to have the sweet by and by, only if we go that one particular way? And so, in creating this show, I want to talk about everything. I want to talk about, yes, I'm using the word witch as in witchcraft, and you know that word in itself is going to trigger and cause flames to suddenly appear. But I think we need to have these conversations. I think we have been made to stay in the closet on purpose, and I think that it is time for us to rise up, to come out, and whether you want to call yourself a witch or whether you want to call yourself going in any certain direction, I think that we should be free to talk about those things, how we came to have that mindset, embrace it, and because at the end of the day, here is what I've learned. Here is what I have felt deep down in my core, within my being. And I thought this as a little girl, but now as a middle-aged woman, it has come back full circle. Everybody is trying to get to the same place. And everybody, whether in their culture, the region of the world that they live in, whatever, everybody has a story of how the end of their life is going to be and what they look forward to when the end draws near for them. And if we're going to be honest about that, everybody's saying the same thing. They may put the label Christianity on it. They may put the label Buddhism on it. They may put the label witchcraft on it. They may put the label African spirituality. Whatever label you're putting on it, we are all seeking the same thing, the meaning of life and the meaning of afterlife. What do we have to look forward to? How should we be living our life right now on this side of the dirt, on this side of the veil, in this this current realm that we are engaging in. And so that's what I want this show to be about. I want to talk about it all. It will entail astrology. It will entail, like I said, witchcraft. It will entail a whole bunch of things. It's just, I want to have the conversation. I want to open the door. I want everybody to feel free to speak their piece. We'll do it in a respectful manner, but I want it to be made known that you are not alone. I don't want you to feel like you're going crazy. I don't want you to feel like the voices in your head that they, because it's not equated with quote unquote God, that it can't be real. It can't be true. It can't be valid. I want you to be free to speak what is in your heart. I want to be able to bring information, because I don't know, I am just getting started with this myself. So I want to be able to bring the information so that we can all ponder it, and we can take it back to source. We can take it back to God. We can take it back to the creator of all. We can take it back to whatever that deity that you refer to. Let's bring it all back. Because, again, we are all trying to do the same thing, get to the same answer, go to the same place. And we're all saying the same thing with different verbiage, different terminology, different mindsets. But I want to open the door. I want to crack the window. I want to open the closet so that we can all come out and be free to love ourselves. Be free to worship and be free to practice, be free to engage, be free to accept, be free in our truth. So that is the purpose of creating this show called Which Way Is Up? I'm not going to say one way is the right way and one way is the wrong way. I want to hear everybody's voice. I want everybody to have a voice. I want you to know that what you're feeling, you're not going crazy. I want you to know that as you're seeking, that you should continue to do just that. Seek. Seek. And if I'll use a term from the Bible, it says, seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door will be open. I believe that is true. And it is not just applicable to Christianity. It is not just applicable to those 66 books in that volume of reading. It's not just applicable to that. Sorry, it's late in the day. It's not just relevant to that. It's relevant to our journey in this realm. It is relevant to our journey as we walk day by day, as we seek, as we ask the questions, as we seek and find the answers that work for us as individuals. And then as a collective, if we can treat each other with respect, if we can honor each other and in our differences in approach, opinion, final answer, if we can just accept one another for who we are, how we identify, the label that we put on each other or we put on ourselves, or a label we don't put on ourselves, the walk that we just intend on fulfilling until we breathe our last, let's come together. Let's have and give each other that opportunity. Let's breathe. Let's open up. Find which way is up for each of us individually. And you may find your like-minded tribe. That would be great. That would be perfect. Or maybe you want to remain solitary. You want to remain by yourself. You want to. And yeah, if you find like-minded, then you can help each other to remain in your solitary state or share as you feel the need to come together. Whatever that looks like for you, I want us to have the conversation. I want to start the conversation. I want to share my background and where I am right now. And I invite you to come and join me. I want to do this each Thursday evening. And I'm not sure on the time yet, so if you're hearing this and you see the next, please follow so that you'll know when the next episode will come on or what time the next episode will be. But I want us to have the conversation. I want us to come out and be free to come out and not be ashamed. And even if you're only free right here on this podcast, this episode, this time of sharing, let this, however long we decide this will be, let this time that we come together be your time of freedom. And if you can't come out to your family just yet, you can't come out to your friends just yet, you can't make yourself public just yet, know that you have a safe to do just that. And when the time is right, when the stars align, and that all comes together for you to make it public for your friends and family, those who are closest to you, then you'll be able to do that. But no, you have a, and I don't want to call this a secret society, but you have a space, a safe space to come and share, to come and be free until such time and even beyond then when you can make yourself public to whoever you want to make yourself public to those who really matter to you, that this is a safe place for you. I want that for all of us. Because right now we know where we are. We know what's going on. And we know in this environment, it's not, we may have a community where it's safe, but we know in the general public it is not. But I want that to change. And I believe that it is changing and it will eventually grow and grow and grow. For me, it is not about evangelizing or proselytizing anybody to be one way or the other. If you want to claim that you're an atheist and you want to stand on your atheism, I want you to do that. That may not be my perspective or my thought process or my way of thinking, but if that's where you're free, I want you to be free. I don't want you to feel like you've got to agree with me for us to come together, because that's not the case. I didn't agree with all Christians when I was in Christianity, so I know that's not the case no matter what label we walk in, no matter what mindset we walk in. But I want to say this. I want to create a space where everyone is free. Again, I want it to be a respectful place. I want it to be where we can acknowledge each other, where we can acknowledge our differences, acknowledge our where we disagree, even if we have the same mindset as far as our spirituality and our perspective. We're still not going to agree on everything, even within that. So I want to create a space where we can be free, free to agree, free to disagree, free to stand together in our differences. I know that you'll never meet me and do this, but we're free to disagree on that. And we're free to share, and we're free to learn. So if that interests you, join me on the next podcast, whenever that will be, but keep watching, and the updates will be coming. Thank you for listening, and peace and blessings to you all.